So you're John Longhorn, eh? Well, John, let's see. Yeah? Uncle Sam has a nice tidy little sum for you, John. The earnings and interest on your oil lands amounts to just $4,000. Sign your name right here. Oh, Chris Morrell. Step up here, will you, please? Hello, Nina. The money from Nina's mother's oil land is amounting to quite a pile. About $50,000 right now. If you can locate Nina's father and get a signature to these documents, then Nina will still remain the ward of the United States government. But you will be her guardian legally.
Well, that ought to be simple enough.
Or, if you can bring evidence or proof that her father is dead, then that will clear the situation.
Well, I've got a pretty fair idea that he's still alive.
Well, what did you find out?
The half-breed kid's worth $50,000 right now. And if Chris Morrell locates the kid's father, and he signs the papers the agent give him, as her guardian, Morrell gets $50,000.
Oh, he does. That is, if he gets to the kid's father before we get to him.
Where are we going, Daddy Chris?
We're heading north.
Why are we moving away? I like it here.
To see if we can find your real daddy. And if we can, well, we may be able to scrape up enough money to send you away to school.
But I don't want to go to school. I want to be a cowboy like you.
Oh, girls can't be cowboys.
Can too. I can ride as well as you can.
But you still can't be a cowboy. What do you want?
I guess you know what we want. There's no use of beating around the bush. We came here for Nina, and we're willing to offer you a fair proposition for her.
If that's all you came for, you might just as well leave right now.
Nah, don't get hostile, Chris. You know as well as we do that Sam Black runs things in these parts. When he sends us out to get the girl, we're going to get her. Besides, he's being mighty good to you, offering to cut you in on that oil money.
Well, anyway, she isn't here. You can tell Sam Black for me that she's left this part of the country for good. And you can also tell him that if he'd had the nerve to come himself instead of sending you renegades, that I'd have shoved that offer right down his throat. Now, come on. Get out of here, all of you.
We'll get out. Maybe she ain't here. But we're not giving up that easy. We're watching you and we're watching the place. So don't think you're getting away with nothing.
Can I come out now, Daddy?
What's that? He's gone.
Get him away from us. We better get Sam Black and go after him.
Hey,
Goodbye, little partner.
You want me to ride all alone?
Well, it's the only way out for us.
What about you, Daddy Chris?
Oh, me? I'll be all right. Now, you ride to the second bend below, and you'll hit Snake Trail. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And when you get to Bud Moore's ranch, tell him that I sent you. Tell him where I am and that I'm needing help.
There's these tracks.
Shorty, you stay with the horses. The rest of you scatter around that thicket.
Hey, fellas! I got him! I got him!
Come on, boys! Sam's got him!
I thought you said you got him.
I had him all right, but I guess he got away.
You guess he got away?
He sent that kid on alone while he stayed here to cover the trail. And that kid means 50,000 bucks to us. out and see if you can round up them horses.
Used to be, but it's mine now.
Well, maybe you could tell me where I could find Button Moore.
He ain't here.
Oh!
You ain't going nowhere.
Let go of that youngster, Vic.
You been a hollering for kitchen help? Well, here it is.
Well, what are you doing here?
Daddy sent me to find Button Moore, and he said he'd take care of me.
We'll take care of you, all right. Go on, get in the house.
Now, you let her alone. If she's going to help me, I'll take care of her.
All right.
You ain't scared of me, are you? Oh, you needn't worry none about him as long as I'm here. Come on, let's go in the house, huh? Now, now, there ain't nobody here but you and me. Up you go over there. Now then, what's your name, honey?
Mina Morrell.
Is your pop's name Chris?
Yes. You know him?
Yeah, I used to. How come he ain't with you?
Sam Black and his gang were after us, and we only had one horse. So Daddy Chris told me to get on and ride him and...
Would you order that bolt of calico for me?
I will, Miss Clarence.
And you haven't seen my brother Jim,
have
you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought if he were in town, he might want to ride back with me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll meet you at your ranch.
Shirt, a black hat, and he had a black handkerchief across his face.
Yes, sure he was. No, I tell you, I can't be mistaken. He had on a checkered shirt and a black hat. Why, he took $6,000 from me and stuffed it into a gunny sack.
Well, which way did he go?
Well, I don't know which way he went.
You can see for yourself there's nothing else for me to do but turn you over to the sheriff.
Seriously, ma'am, you've got the wrong man.
Well, why are you wearing the checkered shirt and the black hat? Not to mention the gunny sack.
Well, if I knew who these belong to, I'd know who robbed the express office.
You mean they don't belong to you?
That's what I mean.
You expect me to believe that?
Well, I hope you will.
And if I did, what would you do?
Well, first, I'd see that my little partner was safe, and then I'd find the man that belongs to this sheriff.
You wouldn't run away?
Do you think I would?
No, I don't think so. Where'd you send your little partner?
To Bud Moore's ranch down River Valley.
Bud Moore?
Yes, I used to ride herd with him in the Panhandle. Do you know him?
Oh, yes, he's my brother. That is, he was my brother.
I don't quite get you.
Bud's dead.
Oh.
He was killed in a range war last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a bit of a shock at first, but I guess you can get used to anything.
Well, did Bud ever mention my name? Chris Morrell?
Are you Chris Morrell? Why, he used to say you were the best friend a man ever had.
I guess that's putting it pretty strong, ma'am.
Clara. Come on, let's go up to my place and change that shirt. There'll be a lot of people looking for it.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, Clara.
Nina's mother was a full-blood Osage. She married a good-for-nothing white man who left her 2 months before the kid was born. His mother died.
Hello, Clara.
Chris, this is my brother, Jim. I'll make you some coffee before you go.
Well, thanks, ma'am. Clara. So you're Jim. What about it? Nothing, only... I came to for a minute when you changed shirts with me at the creek. Well, why don't you tell her? Well, in the first place, because it'd break her heart. In the second place, because snakes like you usually die of their own poison.
What was that noise?
Why, Jim showing me his gun and it dropped out of his hand.
Have some coffee, Jim?
Not now. Later. I'm glad to have met you.
Same to you.
How do you like Jim?
Well, some men are like books written in a strange language. And that makes it awfully hard to read them.
I hope I wasn't wrong in reading you, Chris.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Well, you were telling me about Nina just before Jim came in.
Well, Nina...
That guy recognized you. He knows you pulled that job at the express office. I told you not to stop.
Well, I thought it'd be a good way to hang it on him and leave us in the clear.
Where's the money?
The old Hollis dump.
Let's go get it.
In order to protect her interests, we started out to find Nina's father. Sam Black and his gang figured that she was worth a lot of money. Luckily, I got the best of them and stampeded their horses and made a getaway. Well, I guess I'd better be going.
Oh, no, you better take this one. It's Jim's.
Oh. Thank you.
You'll bring Nina back, won't you?
I sure will, Clara. Well, thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Chris.
Here, pig, 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 pig.
What's your name?
Nina Morrell.
Nina Morrell?
Yes, sir. Daddy Chris is my daddy.
How come? She rode in looking for Bud Moore. Vic made her stay. I didn't know Chris was a squaw man. He ain't another. What do you mean? She ain't his kid. She's your kid. How do you know? Chris and me was there when she was born, and for 2 days after, when your wife died. Come here, kid. I want to talk to you.
that's the bunch that belongs to Sam Black and his gang.
Gosh, I wish I had something to put on my dogs. They're sure sore.
Well, it was your fault for letting Morrell stampede the horses. Now go find them.
Where'll I go? I don't know of any place around here to get horses.
I don't care where you get them. Get them.
Them's our horses.
Who's ours?
Sam Black and the boys.
Sam Black? That's the man I want to see.
Well, come on. We'll camp right over yonder.
Kid named Nina Morrell?
You said it.
I got her.
What's the idea?
I'll exchange if you count me in.
For how much?
10,000 and...
What's the and for?
Chris Morrell's scalp. Do you know him?
Yeah. Where do I find him?
Claremore's homestead. I'll show you how to get there.
You're on.
Good. You cut me in for 10,000 and bring the scalp of Chris Morrell to my ranch, and I'll turn the kid over to you.
Where's your place?
Here. I'll show you how to get from the Moore homestead to my ranch.
Why, Matt Downing, you old buzzard.
Chris Morrell. I know from what the kid said you couldn't be far away.
Well, is she all right? Where is she?
At the Bird Ranch. Used to be Bud Moore's. Dad's there, too.
Her dad?
Yeah. Come on, I'll tell you all about it on the way.
It's a cinch. All right, I'll be seeing you. Come on, fellas.
$50-50 on that money for the kid.
Sure. But we'll go split that express money first.
got me.
Vic Byrd?
He made me rob the express office. And he got the money.
Do you know where he went?
Yeah. To the ranch. To get your kid. To give her to Sam Black. Please don't tell my sister about me.
Get him into a doctor, quick. And bring the sheriff back with you.
Where's Chris Morrell?
He's gone.
Where?
I don't know.
Take a look inside. She might be lying.
There's nobody inside.
All right. You're riding with us. Maybe you can remember where he went.
What's the idea?
What? Where's he? She's my kid, Vic. I just found it out. My kid.
Yeah? Well, she's worth $10,000 to me.
What do you mean?
I told Sam Black I'd turn her over for $10,000. You're out of luck. She's worth more than that to me. You better change your mind, Tom. You hurt me. You keep your hands off my kid. I ain't taking orders from you.
Daddy! Daddy, Chris!
Black in his gang.
Look out, Chris!
They won't get my kid.
Who told you she was yours?
Matt told me. And Vic told me about Sam Black and his gang wanting her.
Thank you.
I got an idea without us taking any more chances.
Empty.
Hey, fellas!
One left.
Hey, you fellas!
Hey there! Trade you the loan for the kid? How about it? Hey, fellas! What's the matter with you, you thief? Trade you the woman for the kid, did you get it?
No! Not in a million years!
Don't worry, little partner. I wouldn't give you up for anything.
Are you listening?
Yeah, say it.
How'd you like to trade me for the woman?
Sure. You're on. Come out with your hands in the air and we'll send the woman at the same time.
Only one cartridge left. But I've got an idea. Be sure and use that last bullet right. Goodbye, cowboy. Keep going, Clara, no matter what happens.
Russia. kid's coming with me.
No, no, she's not.
Where's Nina?